Sarah, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Catherine. It's great to be here.
Your story touched on a lot of aspects of what it means to increase diversity within any organization. So what are some of the hurdles institutions anywhere would face that go beyond just increasing the numbers of people of color in the workforce?
So yeah, one thing that we didn't really get to report much in our story was an aspect of working in the science communities that many people of color mentioned to me, which is that yes, the climate for diversity is very difficult within the workplace, but the community of Woods Hole can also be a difficult place for diversity. Many employees at the institutions mentioned how there are no resources for people of color outside of work as well. So things like an Asian grocery store or a haircutting salon that knows how to properly cut curly hair. This lack of resources in the external community also makes it very hard for people to stay because they're constantly having to reach outside the community to feel like they can be themselves.
Something that maybe those of us who don't have to deal with these hurdles don't necessarily consider, that it's really kind of the whole picture of being able to live and work and thrive here. It's not just about the work you're doing from 9 to 5.
Yes, definitely.
How do the science institutions in Woods Hole stack up against organizations in other places in terms of diversity?
Well, it's hard to say oftentimes because many science institutions do keep that demographic information private, but we do have two resources to go off of. One is that anecdotally, the estimate of 90% white, 10% people of color, which we got from NOAA, has shocked people at other university institutions. We also looked at data provided from the National Science Foundation and the National Center for Science and Engineering Statistics, both of which track demographic data on scientists who have received bachelor's, master's, or doctorates in earth science, marine science, and biology, three fields that are employed at the institutions here. In 2016, all fields reflected greater diversity than what's being represented in Woods Hole.
So you're saying that the folks coming out with degrees are coming out in higher numbers. There's more diversity there, but it's not necessarily being reflected here in Woods Hole.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, the argument can be made that, of course, we're looking at statistics from 2016 that's fairly recent. And so maybe that change has not yet become something that's going to be reflected here just yet. But it is something to keep in mind.
You reported that there's been a lot of talk about increasing diversity, but you didn't necessarily find any concrete actions in your reporting.
Yeah, a lot of the organizations did tell us that they are actively working on plans, though, of course, there are no formal concrete ideas yet, hence some frustration from a lot of the scientists that we spoke with who have been pushing for greater diversity initiatives, and they feel like they haven't seen any action yet, especially given that this report was something that came out nearly 2 years ago now. However, we have heard talks about potential cluster hires, so looking to hire diversity in clusters of people so that they can then lean on each other for support and guidance. And we've also heard of an email being drafted as of last week from some early career scientists over at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and they're going to be urging higher administrators to hire more diversely, really making a strong case for that. It's worth noting that the hierarchy of these science institutions is also something that's very difficult to change with just singular policies. You know, a lot of people have mentioned that despite having greater diversity at the lower levels of these institutions, you still have lab managers who are primarily men, primarily white. And a lot of those lab managers, when it comes to hiring, their natural inclination is to hire somebody who looks like them, who feels familiar to them. And so unless we can change the behaviors of those people who are managing those upper hiring practices, you are just going to continue to see the same kinds of people getting hired within these institutions.
And that's WCAI reporter Sarah Mises-Tan. Sarah, thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Catherine.